All-time favorites from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, 93.3 The Bus, it's Boxer. Normally, we do a daily DIY powered by Right Pack Credit Union, but today I want to dive in a little bit more specific and spotlight a local nonprofit who's doing some amazing things. With us is Greg Bixler, Dr. Greg Bixler, who is the co-founder and CEO of Design Outreach. Now, Greg started his mechanical engineering career at Battelle, spent many years in the R&D programs, but he witnessed extreme poverty firsthand and up close and personal in Central Asia on a missions trip. And that's how the idea for Design Outreach was born. Greg joins us right now. Give us a little more background on Design Outreach. And of course, I know your goals, you provide clean water for a million people right now, but the goal is 10 million by 2030. But go ahead first, Greg, with your background.
I got to go on a short-term mission trip that changed my life. And this was in Central Asia. And I saw extreme poverty for the first time. And I saw other people using their occupation and mission to help local people support their families and to solve problems they have, like lack of money, lack of food. So I remember coming back from that trip just a changed person. And I started reading some things and watching things and talking to people. And I learned how there was this huge discrepancy where about 90% of the world's technologies are designed for about 10% of our world's population.
Wow.
Which means that people living in poverty, in extreme poverty around the world, they're really being overlooked from a problem-solving standpoint. And so what that means practically, I met a longtime missionary at that time who had been drilling wells and putting in pumps in Central Africa. And I asked him, how can engineers help? And right away, he's like, help us make a better water pump. And I learned how these water pumps break down quickly, sometimes in a few weeks, sometimes maybe 6 months if you're lucky.
Wow.
And then they're down for weeks at a time. And he basically said, if you could just make a better water pump, that would change everything. And I had no idea how big of a global problem this really was. This impacts about 2 billion people today. So it was over like a 3, 4, 5 year period, really, where our team got together. We started building prototypes. We started doing testing and started to see this vision that was way bigger than we originally anticipated. This vision of creating not just a better pump, but creating an organization that would really focus on solving practical problems and helping to develop technical solutions and help to manufacture those and scale those. And even today, we advocate to government and to getting policies updated, which has been really exciting. I've gotten to meet even the president of Malawi a few years ago,
which was quite
an honor.
Describe this pump that you came up with. What, if you don't mind me asking, what does it look like? How far in the ground does it sit?
Yeah, it looks like, kind of like rotating your hands in like a bicycle motion. So it's called a progressive cavity pump.
Uh-huh.
And you turn the handles. It's kind of like an Archimedes screw at the bottom of the pump, and it produces pressure and it drives the water up. It can go as far as 500 feet and be human powered, which is important for these communities because there's no electricity. The communities that we're reaching and the biggest needs, these are dirt floor grass roof communities, and there's very, very, very little money involved or available in those places. Living in Gahanna, I like to walk down to the river we have going through Gahanna, the three rivers, and imagine going down there and sending your kids with a bucket, knowing that they're going to be walking a mile or two to get that, and thinking there might be crocodiles in the water.
Yeah.
There might be bad people along the way. And these are things that we are so blessed and I have to deal with every day. We like to live by the golden rule. This is a very biblical principle of do unto others as we'd have do unto ourselves. And
Dr. Greg Bixler, thanks so much for your time. Co-founder, CEO of Design Outreach. Please, you can find out more with their social media pages, Design Outreach, and of course their website as well, which is doutreach.org. But Greg, a real pleasure to have you on. Love your values and congratulations on the success so far. I know you got a lot of work to do yet, but looking forward to seeing what you do next.
Well, thanks, Boxer, and really appreciate this opportunity to share.